the former student returns. You probably don't remember me. The reckoning nobody warned you was coming, a grown adult, at your door, proving all of it mattered. They start the sentence bracing for you to have forgotten them, hedging before you've even had the chance to answer. And you do remember, you always do. But the hesitation in their voice says something about how invisible this work can feel from the other side of it, how rarely teachers get told in real time that they're seen. The reckoning almost didn't happen because they assumed it wouldn't land. This is judgment delayed by self-doubt on both sides, theirs, assuming they weren't memorable, and maybe yours too, assuming the work went unnoticed. Correct the assumption plainly. "I remember you" is a complete sentence, and it's usually all they came for. What may cross your path? Someone will assume you've forgotten them, and you'll get the chance to prove otherwise. You'll realize how rarely people know they made a lasting impression on you. A moment of connection will almost not happen because someone doubted it mattered. You'll have to say the plain, affirming thing out loud instead of assuming it's understood. Say, "I remember you," plainly and specifically. Don't let their self-doubt shortcut the moment they actually came for. Your mantra, "I remember, I always do. Let me say so."